In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning, after God worked for 6 days, the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. After work, God rests. And that's what he intends for you and me. After all our work is done, God promises us rest. That has always been God's plan for his people. But God's people haven't always gone along with the plan. Adam and Eve said no to God's promise of rest when they listened to the serpent in the garden and ate the forbidden fruit. From that moment on, from the moment Adam and Eve fell into sin, childbirth and motherhood and being a wife and simply being a woman has brought not the promise of rest, along with all the joys that come with being a woman. Eve's sin brings sorrow and pain and longing after authority that was lost in the fall. Adam's sin brought a curse upon the ground for all men. It brought a life of toil and labor and hard work. It brought the sweat of the brow before there is ever any benefit of food and safety and security for our families. God promised rest. Adam and Eve rejected that promise. And as their descendants, we share in their sin. We have rejected God's promise of rest as well. It has been this way throughout all of history. In Hebrews and in the Psalms, we hear about Israel rebelling against God in the desert, after God had delivered them from their slavery in Egypt. Today, if you hear his voice, God says, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. So in Hebrews today we read, for indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Because of sin, because of a lack of faith in God's promise, the gospel did not profit Israel. The gospel did not profit Adam and Eve, and the rest of God remained beyond their reach. But the promise remains. The promise of entering God's rest remains. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God, says the letter to the Hebrews. The promise remains. Is it beyond our reach? No. For we who have believed do enter that rest. And we enter that rest through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus took on flesh and came down to this fallen world to fulfill God's promise of rest for us and for all His people. By His perfect life of obedience to the Father, Jesus redeemed all women and made motherhood and being a wife and simply being a woman a holy, blessed, and sacred gift from God. Jesus redeemed all men, and He removes the curse from upon the earth. He makes all work holy, and He blesses even the sweat of our brow, so that being a man is a holy and blessed vocation. Jesus took our sin upon Himself. He took our rejection of God's promise.